You're listening to SBS News.
The Prime Minister spent today laying the foundations for the nation's recovery.
The Australian economy is fighting back. The jobs of Australians depend on that fight. The incomes of Australians depend on that fight. And we are in it.
More than 69,000 jobs disappeared in June, and the official unemployment rate climbed from 7.1% to 7.4%.
As we know, the effective rate of unemployment is likely to be far higher than what is illustrated here in these numbers, and the Treasurer and I and the Employment Minister have not been shy about pointing to that.
The Opposition's employment spokesman, Brendan O'Connor, says there's more bad news to come. The worst jobless figures in Australia in 22 years is set to slump even further as a result of Melbourne's crippling six-week coronavirus lockdown.
It is also the case that we're so close to a million unemployed Australians. It is very, very distressful indeed for this nation, for those workers, for their families, for the businesses that have been struggling through this pandemic.
But Scott Morrison says it's not all bad news. While full-time employment dropped, total employment rose. Mr. Morrison says lost jobs are slowly being restored.
And I'd say to Australians, as difficult as these times are, let's not look down. Let's look up. Let's lift our heads. Today's employment figure shows there is hope. Today's employment figure shows that we have done it before and we can do it again.
Mr. Morrison has also released his latest scheme. After Job Seeker, Job Keeper and Job Maker, now it's Job Trainer. It's to train or upskill up to 340,000 school leavers and job seekers. The opposition's Treasury spokesman, Jim Chalmers, is warning, although the scheme has a catchy name, it lacks detail.
I think there'll be a lot of scepticism and a lot of concern in the community that this is just another marketing slogan which falls over in the detail, in the delay, and in the damage already done by 7 years of cuts to TAFE and training and apprentices under the life of this coalition government.
Mr. Chalmers says the federal government will need to do more to save the country in these unprecedented times.
Without a plan to save more jobs in the recession or to create new jobs in its aftermath, this will be a jobless recovery.
Shubha Krishnan, SBS News.